As U.S. forces fought through the streets of Fallujah last week, one Fallujah native was watching from Rome. Mohammed Abdullah had been involved in negotiations with the Iraqi government, trying to forestall the assault in his city. In a round of appearances in Rome, he appealed for peace, but he also made clear his sympathy for the Iraqi insurgents. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
A buffet lunch is served during a break at a conference on Iraq in a theater in downtown Rome. But 32-year-old Mohammed Abdullah doesn't touch the pasta or grilled vegetables. He's here to get a message to the world about Fallujah, so he'd much rather talk than eat.
1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Okay.
More.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
After a quick mic check, Abdullah told Sky Planet Television that U.S. troops are not in Iraq to help the Iraqi people.
I think American force want to stay for a long time.
He told the Italian news agency AGI that civilians in Fallujah were slaughtered at the hands of U.S. troops.
Now, the new genocide is taking place in Fallujah.
And what is the complaint?
Genocide.
One reporter asked Abdullah exactly whom he represents.
So we could say that you are a member of the resistance movement, but a peaceful member. Would it be correct?
Maybe.
Until last April, Abdullah served on a council set up by the U.S. to govern in Fallujah. He was invited to Italy as a representative of a human rights and democracy organization. But on stage at a meeting of Nobel laureates in Rome, Abdullah passionately defended the right of Iraqis to fight the U.S. military.
Think about being in our place. If your country were occupied, and your children killed, and your houses destroyed, what would you do? It is the right of people to defend their lives. You have to make a distinction between terrorism and holy resistance.
Abdullah defines terrorism in Iraq as acts of violence against the Iraqi people. He calls those who attack Americans resistance fighters. Fabio Alberti is president of Un Ponte Per, the organization that invited Abdullah to Italy. He says he doesn't know how close Abdullah is to actual fighters, but that doesn't matter to him.
That's not the most important thing. The most important thing is that they are looking for a peaceful way to get out of this situation. Because resistance is a fact, and you cannot agree with, but you need to find a way to get out of violence.
Hello, Mahdi Shonis.
Throughout his time in Rome, Abdullah tries to reach friends in Fallujah using his handheld satellite phone. No luck. But he does reach his family, staying with relatives in Baghdad. It tickles him to say, "Hi, Mom, I'm in Rome." As he says goodbye, a flock of seagulls takes off, cawing over one of Rome's piazzas. Abdullah pulls out his video camera, the same one he's used to record ruined houses and dead bodies after U.S. bombings in Fallujah. He thinks a real resolution in Iraq will be more difficult after this most recent round of fighting.
My personal thinking is we have to go on in a political way and a peaceful way. But of course now, after what happened in Fallujah, it's not easy to go tell people to give up their weapons and not to fight again in the military way. That will not be easy to explain to people.
Emily Harris, NPR News.